Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Arr, ahoy, crew members. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
How you doing, fellas?
Hi, Mike. It's good. Monday.
Good Let me morning. Just start the show today by asking one question. Okay,
Shoot.
just one question. How is your fantasy weekend?
Not good for me.
You know what, Mike? If you take my worst score and subtract from it my better score, I'm still not within 85 point places of you. Because I saw a name at the top of the... I refreshed my computer twice. I said,
Thank
there
you,
must
Rob.
Be some sort of mistake.
Must be some sort of aberration. Or, like Trip Affleck said, the fix is in. Oh, no, Trip. And that's why I told you to lick it. The fix is not in.
Hey, here's a thing. Don't ever tell Trip to lick it.
Well, he'll do it.
Right. Now, listen.
There is
every possibility that I could be bumped out of the top spot tonight because there is a person on my heels that has a receiver that I don't know going. But I will tell you, I am not only leading the fantasy league on Monday after the football Sunday is concluded.
Yes.
I am not only at the top of my own league. How much does that piss people off? I am here to tell you that I am very, very excited because I have another player going tonight.
It's a mystery player, isn't
no.
it?
Well, a lot of people, you won't know the player. I can tell you who the
But I mean, when
is.
when you bring up your lineup, doesn't it say receiver will be revealed at game time? Aren't you
at
playing
game
that
time.
Game? Yes.
At game time. That's the way that works.
You are Senor Mysterioso, I tell you what.
It was a very, very interesting day in the O'Mara household because, as Carla said, do you know you have been watching football all day long? I looked at her. I said, it has changed. I am addicted. This is a big deal for me. I've got my new source. God, you know, not to offend, but all those years that I wallowed around with Rofo with his mediocre lineup weekend.
Wasting your time
wasting
your money.
My time and my money, Oscar. Absolutely. Now I have my source that has another source that he shares with me, and I'm not going to reveal that name again.
I actually got in touch with your source because I saw how well you did this week,
mm-hmm.
and then he's going to be my source next week.
Wait, stop the Bill Conti.
Whoa.
Mike, kill the Bill Conti. This is a game changer.
All right, hold on a second. What do you mean?
What? Because your source wrote me.
You can't go to my source. That's not the way it works.
He wrote me about a month ago and said, hey, do you need help? And I said, no. I already have my John Anthony, my go-to, my ringer, right?
Your GC, yeah. right?
My
and
go-to.
He hasn't really been delivering for you. So did
he
reach
hasn't.
Out and offer you
no,
help?
No, and I wrote him, I said, I see you're doing well for Mike.
Are
and
the initials,
dot,
are
dot,
the initials
dot.
BL? Oscar, are the initials BL? That's all I need.
Mike,
to
I'd have to look, but
Ben Levin.
But I don't know if that's again. He Facebook messaged. I never really
well,
looked at those messages.
I just want to make sure that my guy is my and BL.
I'll tell you his full name. Hold on a second.
All right,
BL.
Is it BL? Is it Bobby Lloyd?
No, it's not Bobby Lloyd, but I just want to say, BL, this is me. This is me. Not the other guys. That's not the way this works
is it
now.
Beth Land?
Well, he wanted to make sure that everybody was getting
McBride.
The help they needed because he saw that I was losing, so.
Meanwhile, no, nobody offers to help me.
But hold on, but that's not everybody. This is me. I want this to be my own. I don't want Oscar horning in on this again.
Well, like every star needs pupils, right? Every star needs some people that can foster, that they can mentor.
But I'm the but
There
I'm
are so
the
many
pupil.
Misused words there, I can't even begin.
Yeah.
Every star needs a pupil.
I speak, Oscar. I'm the pupil. Don't you understand? I'm the pupil. We don't need you. We don't want you. Stay away from
well,
my man,
I
Brian.
Promise,
Brian, how are you?
Why don't you tell him? Why don't you tell everyone his full name so they can all call him?
No, Brian LeCompte. I just want to say thank you.
No, stop it.
Thank you so very much. Now, would you like to hear my response to Brian yesterday morning at about 9:24?
Sure.
I said, thanks again, Brian. A little tweak here, a little tweak there, but I appreciated the info. You know what that means? That means that Mr. LeCompte gives me a little advice, and then I do a little tweaky.
You decide.
Say Oscar. Mike plays fantasy football the way most people play jazz. There's a structure, but he bounces around within the structure.
That's
right. And you know, and look at the beautiful music I'm making. Anyway, it's so.
Meanwhile, Oscar's reaching out. You're reaching out. Brian's reaching out. I'm floundering in deep water, and people are throwing me rocks. I got nothing.
I will tell you that Brian gave me two of the massive guys for the weekend. And so massive. But he also, you know, gave me a guy that was just, you know, not going to do it for me. And so, you know, I just didn't do it. I switched a few position players.
You have outwitted and you have outplayed everyone in the FanDuel League, Mike.
Well, technically, could someone look up how did Jay Cutler do yesterday? How many? Does anybody know how many fantasy points Jay?
Is he in our fantasy league? Yes.
Is he still? And by the way, you know, FanDuel doesn't even have a commercial until tomorrow, so we're talking about our little fantasy football league. So I'm not mentioning
Mike. It's
FanDuel.
Okay, you're winning. We need to talk about it.
I have to. Thank you.
We must.
This is never going to happen again. This is not going to.
This could happen again. This could be the beginning of what is known as a dynasty.
I am on an incredible roll. This brain trust that I have, it's Brian's brain with this other guy's brain, who I'm not going to mention, and then my brain. You get three brains. At least that's the way I understand it. You've got three brains working on this fantasy football
lineup.
Three brains. And quite frankly, I would have expected just a little more juice on the fan club.
Brain juice.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit more, you know, our good friend Calkins, that guy that we were giving a hard time,
don't mention him by name.
Oh, sorry.
He noticed it, and he posted it, but then it was just like, meh. And you know who's also up in the top 10 with me?
Whom?
One of your close friends, Mr. Brian Sacco and Vanzetti Von Herman.
Oh, you know, Dan?
Dan Von Herman.
Mm-hmm. Daniel Von Herman.
He's got a brain.
Yeah, but Mike, what I think what you may not be seeing is that people love to tell you that they're winning. They don't like to celebrate other people winning.
That's right.
Is that what it is?
What about fantasy football, Mike? It is the domain of the selfish player. Because it's all about me.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. You need to spout to the highest, from the highest mountaintop, your dynasty has begun.
Yeah, you're your own advocate.
Cheerleader, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me just say that the lineup that I put in the Mike O'Mara Show League, what was that?
Mac fell over.
Something crashed.
Yeah. Mac, what's going on? Mac, what did you drop?
His keys fell out of his pocket.
What time did you get in? What time did you come into the studio?
He was on time.
Yeah, 9:30.
Oh,
yeah.
By 9:30, you mean 9:40.
How big are your keys, janitor?
They're big.
Okay.
Rudy the repairman with his large keychain. I can let you on the roof.
So I'm not just in the Mike O'Mara Show League. I am in two other leagues.
Oh, how are you doing in those
one
leagues?
One with a $25 entry.
Whoa.
Now, question. Once you get your lineup from the Master Brain Trust and you tweak it, is it the same lineup in every league or is it tweaked differently
It's the identical lineup in all three leagues.
That is a man who doubles down and believes in what he has.
Well, you believe in Brian. Because I have calculated it based on the performances. There's some people that you look at the leagues that have tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands actually, and I am in the top. I'm going to lay this out on you, okay? The least I can win this week on FanDuel is $35,000.
Whoa! The least?
The least.
Well, actually,
I have the potential to win $500,000.
Whoa!
If I have
to be fair.
Do you believe me?
To be fair, no. Mike, the least you can win.
I'm lying! Of course I'm not going to win $35,000. I'm going to win $100 if I get lucky. I'm not even $100.
Those are the type of dollars you're quiet about and pray to little baby Jesus about.
Yeah, and that's also don't tell your wife about money.
Well, no, here's the thing. If it was really true, I wouldn't have said anything. But I can talk about the Mike O'Mara Show League because it's a smaller league. It's 300 of our closest possible friends.
And we've got our eye on you. And you know, I've got a suggestion. When you win the first prize this week, Knockwood, don't call him Brian LeCompte. Call him Brain LeCompte. Change those letters around. Call him Brain.
Brain?
Brain.
Brain, that's it. And thanks for bringing the name up again, Ron.
Well, you're the one who brought it up.
You can't help yourself. And, but I brought it up, and then you brought it up again.
Yeah, what's the last name? Lipton?
Lipton, right? You know, between both of you, he's calling him. At least you're not calling him, but you're mentioning him in public.
No,
again,
what I'm going to do is I'm just going to start
BC.
BC?
Hey, BC.
Yeah, even though there's a L in there, call him BC.
Reach out to me, man.
I'm just going to start, Mike, from now on, I'm going to just start mailing you a check every Sunday morning. Because obviously that's it. Because
no, it's fun
the dynasty begins.
And I like to see when Big Papa gets into the top three because that means he's getting paid.
Well,
and he's going to come in here very happy.
Yep.
It's going to be a good week as long as Mike wins.
Mikey wins. Who's the big winner?
Yeah, who's winning now?
Yeah, Mikey wins.
Well, I've never started a show with a you before. Thank you very much.
Yes, you have.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Look, you're a great writer. We make I don't see it.
Mr. King, I'm a screenwriter. If I couldn't write, I'd starve.
Trumbo, we can't afford you.
Well, how much did you pay for the script of that? Bad Men of Tombstone.
$1,200.
All right. I'll write you a movie for $1,200 then.
And you don't want your name on it?
No, you don't want my name on it.
You got that right. Especially if you're still, up to stuff. Are you?
Perpetually.
We know, okay? It's a small town. The gossip's always true. Fire Dalton Trumbo and the rest of them, or you got pickets, headlines, and boycotts, we will put you right out of business.
We?
The Motion Picture Alliance for the Preservation of American Ideals. Me and Ronald Reagan, Hedda Hopper, Guild Studio Heads, John Wayne.
Love John Wayne.
Well, I'll introduce you. You guys could do a movie together.
Oh, gee, that'd be swell. Except, I don't think you and me are going to be pals.
Hey, Frank! You want to keep me from hiring union?
I'll go downtown, hire a bunch of winos and hookers. It doesn't matter. I make garbage.
Frank! Hey.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cabbie Fiber Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why? Because they get it. If you're here, you do, too. We are delighted to have you with us. Sleep Number. We love Sleep Number. Tell you about it all the time. You know, the holidays are right around the corner. I don't know if you've checked your calendar recently, but they are. This year, why not give yourself the best gift of all? That is the gift of sleep, the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. You know how much Carl and I love our Sleep Number bed. Since every Sleep Number bed is available with Sleep IQ technology, you can have the best sleep of your life, and you can prove it. The optional Sleep IQ technology will track your sleep so you know how to adjust for optimum slumber. Whether it's changing your Sleep Number setting or making different lifestyle choices, you know what's working because Sleep IQ tells you. Plus, the Sleep Number mattress lets you choose the exact comfort that your body needs, and since each side is adjustable, it is the perfect bed for couples. It's also the perfect bed if you happen to have a bad back like I do, because I have transformed the way my back health is going with the Sleep Number bed. That's what I attribute it to. I'm not lying about that. I'm telling you the truth. That is what saved my back. Right now, save $500 on the Sleep Number Veterans Day Special Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. No better sleep. The Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ technology are only available at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to lose your balance. And when you do, catch yourself very quickly. And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Hey, question for you. I saw you smile during the show open. I was doing research on the movies that opened this week, and of course, everyone was talking about Peanuts, and everyone was talking about Spectre, the new Bond movie.
And Spectre, the Peanuts are talking about. It's in the news you may not need to.
Have you heard of this movie, Trumbo? I only saw it online. I've never
Trumbo.
Trumbo, and
it's a communist thing, right? The McCarthy hearings.
It's about
hearings,
the blacklist, yeah. But the cast is unreal. Louis C.K.'s in it. Bryan Cranston's in it. John Goodman's in it. And I watched the clips, and
I saw the trailer in the theater. Actually,
oh, okay, so that's where you saw it. It actually, there is already a little bit of Oscar buzz for Bryan Cranston, and I'm But the marketing is horrible. I only saw it on Fandango just because I was
researching
it. I'm
curious about the Julia Roberts movie that looks kind of interesting.
Which one is this?
She's like a detective, and she's trying to find somebody kills her kid or something. I'm not sure what it is, but it's like it's a thriller, and she's been out of the game for a little while, so I'm looking forward to that. So, no, Trumbo is, you know, Bryan Cranston's on a roll.
He makes great choices.
Trumbo. I wish Jack Kincaid was still alive. Hello, Mr. Trumbo. I don't understand why we could not even show up against the Patriots. The Patriots rolled through the Redskins like a hot knife through creamery butter.
Really depressing game to watch.
Not a fun one, no.
Drop balls. You know what?
And I will tell you, Oscar, that
everywhere.
Normally I would have been watching that, but unfortunately I did not have any ponies in that game. And the fact is that now I am so absorbed and obsessed and in a crappy mood most of the day. That's not the pony. You said pony.
You
said pony.
When I say ponies, I'm talking about players. That's what I call the football players that I have.
I thought the reason the Redskins lost is that they actually started pony on the offensive line.
He could have caught a better pass.
I would be very curious because I have not been. Look, I have played fantasy football since fantasy football came into being. We've done it on the radio. It's been a promotion. We used to have a draft.
It's different now, Mike. It's the week to week, baby. It's changed everything. The last 3 or 4 years, it's really made a dramatic shift to the weekly play.
Reinvented itself, really, yeah.
Skyrocketing in popularity.
Please don't take it away from us. Please don't take it away.
This is the question, though.
Yes.
Did you watch, because I don't know what games they show you down there, because clearly...
Well, I get everything. I get the package.
Excuse me!
What? I do. I've had it forever. I get an NFL Sunday ticket. What do you think I am? I like sports games. I'm not like Rob. I like to watch every game.
You look at the football game? Sure.
If I was not to get that, I'd be watching Tampa and Miami for the rest of my life, and that would be it, you know?
Mike, do you decide what games you're watching now simply with I guess, the defense or maybe the players that are playing in your games?
I watched the Pittsburgh game because I had a couple of players going in that game.
Great game regardless. Great game regardless.
That might tip my hand as to what players I had, don't you know? I watched the Tampa game because I had the Tampa quarterback. Which did not prove.
And you're still in the lead?
Yeah.
I'm still in the lead. Quarterbacks don't matter. That's
my God.
Here's a little secret. Okay, here's Mike O'Mara's fantasy tip for the day, everybody.
Let me write this down.
Quarterbacks don't always matter. Mm. Quarterbacks really don't always matter. You have to have a guy that's going to have his big day.
Yeah, his name's Brian.
You got to get a couple of those.
Lipton?
That's it.
Lipton. You're just obsessed. Not taking. That's my guy.
Don't say his name, Mike.
Jameis Winston was my quarterback, and that was when Carla really said, okay, enough. I don't care.
Hey, so, you know what?
But look at him. Look at him.
He's
playing against the Giants.
He's a rookie.
Drew Brees threw for 7 touchdowns against the Giants. Why can't Jameis Winston? Because Tampa sucks.
Get Carla to start a lineup next week? And then she'll have an interest in it.
I am now, believe it or not, I am trying to get Mrs. O'Mara into the game of golf.
But this has been going on for some time, hasn't it?
I am trying to get Mrs. O'Mara into the game of golf, and she has a lesson today because I have one
Women
goal
Women need
for Carla.
Lessons, Mike.
Well, no. First of all, I've been told multiple times I can't teach her how to play golf. I can't teach her how to play golf. I'm not allowed.
Why? Because do you lack patience?
Well, it's not that. It's that men and women.
Yeah, do you
Are you having
patience?
A good time? Are you having a good time?
Mike, I believe
are
you in really? You. God bless
I see you looking over. Are you having Okay, I know I'm impatient.
No, no.
I know I'm impatient.
I'm just
you
trying
bastard.
To figure out the problem.
The problem is you today.
No,
pal.
No,
That's
no, pal. Pal,
is.
Pal.
It's you.
Okay. Now have you given her lessons before? You've been on her for a while.
Mike,
I got her a lesson. I don't teach her how to play. I will not go near that. Carla is my boss. I think you're all aware of that.
Yeah.
I think Oscar, as much as that pains you, you know it's true. You've been down here. You've seen us interact.
My hero.
You know.
My hero.
Hero.
Say that.
She runs the household. She does.
Look, I'll say this. She does do that. She keeps you alive, and I'll always be.
Hold on. Would you like to start that from the top, Oscar?
She keeps you alive, right?
Yes.
And I'll always be indebted to her for that.
For keeping me alive.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but that's dovetailed into lots of other things.
She like doesn't. You are your own man. You
can
do what
you,
you want.
I do what I want, but I am also...
As long as she says, apparently.
Yeah.
I am indebted to her for helping me, and I still... What I am also trying to do is I am trying in the last third, or some might say the last eighth, of my life.
No. Second half, baby.
Yeah,
you're just in the second
half.
The band has played, the marching band has played, and we're just starting the
you're
second half.
You're down by 21, though.
Okay. Let me get... You know, this probably is going to work... Well, today I go to my least favorite doctor by name and my favorite doctor by personality and relationship.
Oh, okay.
My colorectal surgeon, which is the nastiest name for a doctor. It just makes you cringe, doesn't it?
It's when an
you
ass hear man. That?
Colorectal.
And this is a lady that actually has been lecturing me on the weight loss. And so I'm going in today, hopefully, to get my little pat on the head for doing what I did. And then she's going to say, we'll see you next month and continue to do what you're doing. And, you know, hopefully everything's going to be.
You got to give her like my body. You got to give her that when you walk in.
Like my body.
Like my body.
Like my body. But here in Cocoonville, two things are happening. We are doing better than we did last year. You know, I bitched
in what
a lot
way?
Last year. You're here a year. You know people a little bit better. There are, with that said, the mean people are still the mean people. But by and large, actually kind of a younger demo that's just kind of... You know, we had the Cocoonville party. I'll tell you about that in a second. It was fine. But it's really, I don't know. I'm having better conversations with people down here. I'm more knowledgeable of the people around me, which is, you know, it's getting established in the neighborhood. You're kind of looking forward to that. You know, my next door neighbors are moving. A lot of good things are happening. No, I'm kidding.
Blame it. Let me see. Do you credit it mostly on the fact that you are more entrenched now and you are more a part of the scene? You haven't changed. The people haven't changed.
It's the scene, man.
People have been very kind and, you know, and I just, I know the backstories of some of these people, and it just makes it more pleasant. And, you know, having Michael in a preschool is a good situation for us, too. A lot of stuff is happening where we're kind of in a rhythm down here, and it's working. This whole deal seems to be working down here. You have to figure stuff out. You really do. A lot of stuff to figure out. My life has dramatically changed over the last 2 years. Yes, Austin.
And if you get a cool neighbor, that's another big win for you.
Yes.
It would be wonderful, but I don't fantasize over the fact that we're going to have, you know, a 35 to 45-year-old couple move in.
They're not allowed, though, right?
With a
55 plus?
Is there requirements in the neighborhood, or is it just that it happened naturally?
Okay, if there were requirements in the neighborhood, how would I be allowed to live here with a kid?
That's true.
If there are requirements in the neighborhood.
They're probably frowning upon that in the shadows.
You're not asking that because you're curious. You're asking that to bust balls.
No,
that's why
you're
asking.
No, because, you know, my mom lives in a...
You've told us it was 55 plus.
Yeah.
No, I never told you that. Those words have never, ever come out of my mouth because it's not true.
It makes sense because he bought the house long before he was 55.
Yeah, but that's when he had, I know this is an age requirement. Here's an extra bonus for letting me in.
No, that is not true.
Don't check any papers. Yeah, I hope we can push this through.
Tatunian Construction signed off. Sorry.
Well,
I never said this was one of those communities. I said that the average age in here was older, that it's skewed older. But there have been kids. My neighbors raised their kid here, one of their kids here. So, and both their kids, I think they raised them both here. So that's, you know, that's the, but with that said, this is not, there are not a lot of kids on bikes riding around. There are a lot of old people on bikes riding around. But the fact is, that's just the way it is. I don't know how we got on this, but I mean,
it's okay.
You know, it's just, you know, we're trying to figure it out. Nothing's
cool neighbors are coming.
Stone.
Cool neighbors are coming.
Good neighbors are coming.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. I don't know. You know, it's but they, you know, who knows who's going to. I don't know when that's going to happen. You have to, you know, you have
maybe
to
one of my people will move in. Spice up the joint.
A douchebag?
No, Latin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would. Nothing would make me more happy. I would love that. Yeah. I
Some
love
diversity.
That.
I've been in your
diversity
neighborhood.
Rocks.
A lot of white. A lot of white people.
Mike's neighborhood, if you want to approximate it, looks like a bottle of aspirin.
It's a,
so true. It's so true.
Hey, yeah, look, Mike, yeah. It's your neighbors. Look. There they are. Extra strength neighborhood. 100 coated neighbors. There they are.
Over here in apartment 3C, we have the aspirins. The aspirins have been living here. Hey, what time are the cotton balls coming over, honey? What time are the cotton balls coming over?
Hey, you know John and Phyllis Marshmallow?
Yeah, they're coming. They're right here. What time are they? Well, good afternoon, Mr. Printer Paper. How are you? It's good to see you, Mr. Printer Paper. So nice. So nice to be with you.
Good to see you.
What a true delight this is.
Oh, how about our property
are the values? Are the eggs coming? Are the eggs coming?
All 12
yes,
of them?
But they're leaving the yolks at home. That's right. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. I'll tell you all about the first Cocoonville party of the season. And why did somebody wish Rob good luck? I get curious about that.
Yeah.
And we have to bust out this guy. And,
okay.
So find out who it was. I want a full investigation. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike Obella Show.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
You know, Gary, if you want the latest information about the latest technology, there's only one place to go.
Wikipedia?
No, Tech 411, starring Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Never heard of it.
Oh, they're both very lonely, sad guys who are very into tech.
That's painful.
They want to share that with the world.
I didn't know they had a podcast.
Yes, they do. It's right here as part of the More Broadcasting Network.
Who?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Touché, fellas.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. How about Tony and Gary giving you a plug?
Very Oscar? Sweet.
Very nice guys. Let me see. I'm on touchofmodern.com.
Right now. The best.
Yeah, you are.
This is just so very, very cool.
I got my iWatch stands. I got them
in.
You did? Oh, you did?
They came in yesterday, and I got one, a gold one for Shannon and a silver one for myself. And I said, well, this is great. I'm going to lay my iWatch on them. And now they charge and they're staring right at me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, nice and organized. Mm-hmm. I like things organized, Mike.
What's
and
not you I do like? Too.
And they
I
were 20 too. Bucks. And the original price was 50 bucks.
Can't beat that.
I'm
save
looking at the
$30.
Fashion accessories today. The have you gone to the Denim Depot, Oscar?
I have not
Modern?
Yet. I have not.
Were they? Have you gone to the shirting company?
I have.
Shirting Solutions?
I yes, have cool. been there.
And have you gotten a reveal leather case for your iPhone 6? Have you done that?
I did see that. Interesting. Yeah. Maybe Santa will bring me one.
Ho, ho,
have
ho.
You gone, have you gone to the watch shop? Have you gone to the watch
I've
shop?
I've been at the watch shop. They have watches for everyone.
Yep, new and vintage.
They do. Here's the thing about the new and vintage watches at touchofmodern.com where I live there. I love watching the different sales they have every day. You can go as high as you want, and you can go as cost-effective as you want. I love Touch of Modern. They'll connect directly with top designers. They have timeless and unique products. They're fantastic. And once you get the latest clothing and newest products from touchofmodern.com, everyone's going to copy your style. That's how cool they are. Touch of Modern has new sales launching literally every day. It's the one website that elevates your lifestyle. It's a single click to do that. Quit being a follower, okay? Lead
yeah,
the pack.
Mike.
Be a trendsetter.
Yeah.
Right now, our listeners can get immediate access with... Why did you say, when I'm doing the spot, why did you say, yeah, Mike?
Because I'm agreeing with you.
No, because you're being difficult.
No.
You are being
Mike,
difficult.
He's trying to be your hype man.
Yeah. I'm agreeing with you.
Yes.
Yeah, Mike,
it's
tell
not,
him.
It's not, no, that's not working for me. You button it. You button it right
Zip
now.
It. Zip it, pal.
Touch of Modern. Touchofmodern.com. Do it today. Because tomorrow it'll be different. It
yeah,
will.
It will.
That's right. Tomorrow I'm going to do this commercial without Rob's help. Thank you. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. Touchofmodern.com. Rob, did we find this guy that was trolling that said, good luck, Rob?
No, I just disregarded. I have no idea what it means. I don't even know his name offhand. I think that it's got to be a troll because I'm not doing
trouble.
Good luck.
I didn't
what
do anything
What did you post
this
about
weekend?
This weekend?
Let's see. What did I post about this weekend? I woke up...
I had a quiet weekend on social media, by the way.
I woke really up did. On Sunday. For some reason, I had the song Piano Man.
Oh,
I
like beautiful head, song. Yeah,
yeah, the Billy God. Joel song.
Oh, yeah, he did one of his hack threads, you know, where everybody does the same lyrics. He did one of his hack shtick threads.
You know what? It seemed to land very well. And I said, if I ever met Billy Joel, I'd ask him if Davey did indeed spend the rest of his life in the Navy. Because he talks about it in Piano Man.
Ah.
And then, one,
you're the hack of hacks.
Then
you are,
someone writes, I won't bust him out, but he wrote, doubtful, he died of ALS 10 years ago or something.
No.
And then I wrote, well, that's fun. Thanks.
Yeah.
So, but that's why, yeah.
You could delete a post like that and just let it keep rolling.
More fun to call them out on it. I think. Yeah.
By the way, Horny Bob Spiewak, let me just say on the face on the Book of Faces, your TMOS pinup of the day. I heard the chuckling. Somebody made it up. My God, Abondanza.
Yes.
Your dad goes through different phases, doesn't he? He seems to be in a breast phase.
I spoke to him this morning, and as we were winding, as I do every morning, as we were winding up, he said, "I think I'm going to go choose today's pinup. Today we're being." Zoftic. I said, attaboy, Pop, let's have a look. And he did. He went Zoftic, that's for sure.
I'm trying to find out who. There it is. Stephen Trumpy. Do you know that name, Rob?
No, but his last name is a great adjective for a presidential candidate. He's kind of Trumpy.
It's Trumpy. And so it's Stephen Trumpy, and he writes, good luck, Rob. So I see that, and I immediately go, is Rob like doing something this weekend that's going to be special? And then this guy writes, I'm behind on shows. What's he doing? The Curious George. And then Brian Eagle writes, and this is when I stop reading the thread, a marathon. that was it. And that was a very short thread. So you didn't do anything that would require a
lot. I did some handy stuff around the house. I mean, handy for me, I suppose. I lowered a closet rod, hung a few pictures, stuff like that.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, you know, you do what you do.
When did you get into that?
I can handle things like
really?
That. Yeah, sure. Why not? Carrie painted a mirror frame. You know, it was a wooden framed mirror. And because she must have been way too busy to use any sort of masking tape. To protect the glass.
Taping it up is actually the hardest work, right?
And so I had to use a razor.
Anybody that's ever painted interior knows that.
Yeah. I had to use a razor to get all the paint off the mirror that didn't make it onto the frame.
Hold on. Stop for a second.
Yes.
So let me get this right. Your wife painted the frame.
Yes.
And then you had to clean up the mistake that she made. Why did she not do that?
Because you know what? Marriage is a partnership. No, to be perfectly honest, I was tired of looking at the mirror with the paint on it, and it was hanging too low. So I said, when I take
you're
it down...
You're a little anal retentive that way. Oh my God.
Oftentimes, with something as simple as hanging a picture or a frame or a mirror, it's a right way and a wrong way. And when I was looking at the mirror and I didn't see the top of my head because the mirror was too low, I said, this is not hung at the right level. Let's bring it up
a few
inches.
You're also extremely tall. That might be absolutely perfect for your wife and your children, though.
But you know what? There is a way that it can be perfect for everybody. And Carrie's pretty tall, too. Don't discount that.
Yeah, she's tall. What's she, about 5'11"?
She's 5'10", I believe, yeah.
5'10"? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she's, but you are 6'2".
Yeah, I am indeed. I am, yeah.
You're 6'2". So, I mean, your mirror skews probably... Yeah, to be fair, you ought to, you know, to balance the rest of the family, you ought to duck down a little bit.
Well, I took off these heels, for one thing.
You think, though? Seriously? I'm being serious.
We marched everybody in front of the mirror, and everybody's fine.
Your kids are going by going, okay, Dad, we're going out to the school dance. I got a great shot of my chin.
For one thing, it's a big mirror.
Because I can't see.
Do they have a step up so they can actually look at themselves?
I put a trampoline there. Just a little one.
I think I look good.
No, it's a big mirror. It's like a 4x2 foot mirror, 4x2.5 foot, almost like you would mount. As a matter of fact, at one point it was mounted to a dresser, but we took it off the dresser and we hung it, and then Carrie painted it.
Sounds like a pretty good little Saturday.
Oh, it was great. It was great. And I liked hanging the closet. Carrie has one closet.
Hello, Boar. This is dumb. Boredom.
It's fun hanging a closet rod in a closet where Carrie, there's two levels, you know, like a top rack and a bottom rack. She only took the clothes off the bottom rack for the pole to be moved. And so to actually do it, I had my face like in clothes to do it. And it's not fun to be in a closet anyway. But luckily at the end of it, Mike, I came out of the closet.
Were they clean clothes?
Of course, because they're hanging up. But still, it's, you know, it's a...
So is that all you did this weekend?
Carrie got a new iPhone mount for her car, and I installed that for her. I know, it's boring. Boy, what can I tell you?
What is going on at your house?
Just handy stuff, you know.
Did you go out anywhere? Did you do anything? Did you walk outside the home or what?
We did walk outside the home. We did some shopping. And, Robert declined going to see Spectre on Saturday. We were going to go see Spectre. But what Robert did, big day for him, he's been saving up his allowance all year. He sold his Xbox and got a PS4.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Yeah.
He's wheeling and dealing at an early age.
Yeah,
I like that.
He's like a little Carrie.
Why didn't he want to go see the James Bond movie?
Because he wanted to play his Xbox. Yeah. I mean, sorry, his PS4. Yeah.
Did Daddy want to go see the James Bond movie?
Daddy did, but Daddy couldn't find anyone to go with him.
So Daddy could have called me. I would have liked done that.
Yeah, but then I have to come all the way into the city.
No, we could have met at Alamo on Sunday.
You would have done that?
For you, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, next time for sure.
Didn't we have a good time when we went to the movies?
Oh, we had a wonderful time. Yeah.
Movies are cool. Movies with coworkers work for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I like you know what's fun? When Mike and I went to the movie, I think we had three seats between us, which was just enough space that I could look over to see if he was enjoying the parts I was enjoying, but not enough to feel we were actually together.
And that was also a spike in my weight because I behaved so badly in those movie theaters. That marathon week that I did up there when I went to all the movies, I have to be extremely careful.
Because it was the big bucket of popcorn, the big soda.
No, I didn't do popcorn, but I did candy. I did a lot of candy.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. I think you actually... Kate, you broke even because you were walking to the theater.
Yeah, all those steps, Mike.
Yeah, that kind of, it was a push to a certain extent, but no, there was one day where
you're walking downhill and uphill, maybe half a mile.
I swear, no, it's 2 miles. It was 2 miles to get to the theaters from where my hotel was.
How many bags of candy?
Three.
Three?
One day.
Yeah, but over 3 days, though.
Yeah, there was the one day that I had two bags of candy at the movie theater, and then later on, I ate really, really badly. I went to this crappy burger joint in your neighborhood, Oscar. It's I don't want to, you know, slam them on the air.
Slam them.
They're right up the road from, they're on the same side as the studio.
Z-Burger?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
That's
care
hit or miss.
For it.
You got to be really hungover to go there in my eyes.
Yeah, Z-Burger didn't work for me. Are there a lot of Z-Burgers around? Is that
it's a franchise.
If it was better, it would be A-Burger, but instead it's rated
steak,
Z.
I get the steak and cheese there. Not so bad.
Yeah, it was it was bad eating anyway you slice it. Yeah. You know, it's
and
one
also
of those places
you had that
they
night
throw the fries in the paper bag, you know,
big
it's
bag
got
of
the
fries.
Homer Simpson clear, you know, it's a clear bag. That's the grease cutting through. Yes, you read. Thank you.
Now, you see, I don't think you did so bad at the movies, but you did have the day that you did the movies and then the hockey game with Rofo. And that was another bad.
Oh, yeah.
But I seem to remember with all the walking you did when you got back to FLA that you were even. I think you were even that
week. Yeah, probably close. The thing about the hockey game with Rofo was a cheeseburger and French fries, and then I had a hot dog on the concourse, and then I believe I had chicken tenders as well.
Mm.
I had three basic meals at the hockey game.
The concourse, the seating area, and then what did you have before that?
Before that was the theater, and that was one of the greatest days. It was so wonderful. I mean, it was just fantastic. I mean, it was really going to, and then, of course, I destroyed myself Wednesday at the meet and greet, and then, you know, I was out of it for the rest of the week. So,
what a day.
What a special day. I mean, it's been so long since I've really been able to do something where I went to the movies during the day, afternoon, after all the work was done, and then at night I went to a hockey game, and it was bliss. It was beautiful. Even though sitting next to him, seriously, I mean, he is not that big.
I have worked with bigger people.
He sits
Mike,
like
you currently
he takes
work with
five
bigger
seats.
People.
What is the deal with him?
Yeah, and
really?
You know what? I went to a hockey game with him that week too, and he does. He's wide like a 2x4. He just—it's just on. It's,
could have played football.
He could have.
Well, the thing about it is, here we had.
But he played trombone instead.
That's right. No. I think he's a percussionist.
People that gravitate to this.
Yeah.
It's not like we're jock laden. Okay. In this racket, in the racket of radio and podcasting, not like we get a lot of former jocks that roll into this business.
Yeah.
You know, they're working basically in investment banking houses.
Yes.
Right? They're selling life insurance. You know, meanwhile, it's just like, well, I played the clarinet. And
Pony's the only exception.
Yeah, that's right.
Cycling.
A stellar athlete. Did you do anything, Pony? Did you do anything athletically in school?
In high school?
Yes.
Or
in high school?
I played basketball when I was really little, but no, nothing, no sports in high school.
You don't play basketball when you're little. You play basketball when you're tall.
I didn't know how to play it.
How about this? What activities were you, if we were to find your yearbook, what activities were you involved in?
Yeah, what composite?
Yeah.
Drinking and smoking pot, pretty much, when I was in high school.
So you're not in any, club pictures or anything?
Yearbook club?
I was in the party club.
AV club?
The party,
the cocktail for motivation.
That's right.
That's what I like to call that. Absolutely.
The motivational cocktail? Mike, what clubs were you photographed in for your high school yearbook?
I was the class clown, of course.
Of course. Oh, the, so you actually got a superlative.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. Yeah. I was in several club pictures that I was not members of the club because I just like crashing the pictures.
That's you. That's
don't want to work. Yeah. Want to take the credit. No big deal.
Well, no, there's really no credit to be had. I'm just in the picture.
You were in the theater club, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Mike, I was an elected official in the Thespians, of course.
Is that what it was called, the Thespians?
Yeah, you have to earn your Thespian. Thespian is like an upper-tiered drama club. You have to earn points to become a Thespian.
Ugh.
Yeah. What other clubs were you in? Because you know you were in an extracurricular club.
No, let's see.
You weren't in the debate club?
No, I wasn't. I was not.
Really?
I think I just did theater. But I was in, I think, the pictures for the French club and the history club. I think you can find my pictures in there.
It would seem to me, just before we get out of this incredibly stimulating subject,
yes,
I have to ask you, if you're in the pictures, that would mean that you would have had to linger after school and somehow be in the building when this was going on. They don't do these pictures during the day, do they? I mean, during the school hours.
I spent a lot of time after school because there was usually something going on theater-wise. And also, I lived 600 yards from my locker. I lived next to the school. So it was no big deal to come and go.
And off-season, the vegetable stand wasn't open. You know?
You love bringing that up, man. I tell you what. Chris Brown. You don't sell vegetables during the school year.
Well, jerk. Speaking of Mr. Rofo, did anybody take a look at Rofo's post?
Something very curious, indeed.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not here today, is he?
No, I think he's laying some pipe.
Sounds like it.
Some plumbing to take care of.
I hope somebody has some intel on it. We're talking about Rofo, who is now in a relationship.
Oh.
When we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Looking like a good time. Don't disguise the way you want to love tonight. Oh, my, my. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. You can be our MVP. Just make the Mike O'Meara Show Amazon most valuable purchase. All you have to do, and incidentally, guys, nice job on the website with putting our MVP up there. It looked really, really good, and I think it was fun for the people. That's what we really wanted to do this contest to make it fun for the listeners. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is shop through our Amazon page, then tell us what you bought by emailing us at MVP@MikeO'MearaShow.com. MVPs are going to be featured on the show just like right No.
We actually have a new banner that will go up today to celebrate Mr. Robert Cole of Anchorage, Alaska. He is our MVP this week. He will be entered twice in the MVP sweepstakes, and he bought a Strider 12-sport, no-pedal balance bike, a great way to teach your kids how to ride a bike.
Very cool.
Now, this guy's featured on the show. You'll see him on the website as well. Even better, this Christmas, we're going to cover the cost of the MVP purchases of five randomly chosen MVP listeners. It's our treat. That is truly MVP treatment and a little holiday magic. Now, anybody can win, and any purchase can win as well, but MVP purchases have doubled the chance to win this holiday season. Doppel chances, so you got to enter today. The more you shop, the more chances you have to win, so get busy. Go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon, or you can click the Amazon button on our website, or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Buy stuff, send us your proof of purchase, and get ready to win. Good luck. We want you to be our MVP.
Nice.
Woo!
Well timed. Yeah. Nicely done, like a disc
jockey.
So
let me find this out. Is there any more intel that is
I have intel?
Rofo,
you do
on Robert Ford.
Well, I don't want to speak for the man, but well, you know, we're friends, and I ask him about his personal life and spend time with him. So he's divulged.
Now let me just stop for a second, because when Oscar says that, there's always that undercurrent of that Rob and I do not engage with some of the support staff as much as we should. Now, I have a bit of an excuse that I'm not
You're
in
elsewhere.
The area.
You're elsewhere.
So,
yes.
So I'm living elsewhere.
I feel
but
that
it's
I am. I engage.
There.
I engage with Mr. Bloom. Mm-hmm. I think that Pony and I.
Do you
talk
engage
quite
outside of the studio?
Yes.
When you walk in here, mm-hmm. I mean, you talk on the phone, but you don't.
We do.
Like get together.
Well, we have. We haven't recently.
When was the last time you got together with Pony Boy?
I would say in May, and I thought it was lovely.
Mm-hmm. What did you
May.
Do? What did you do in May?
He came over to my house. We worked on the audio.
You stopped drumming. Will you stop drumming with those fingers?
Oh, I'm
it's
sorry.
Driving me insane.
I didn't mean
it
to make
driving
you
me insane.
Insane.
You were drumming more than you normally do today.
I will lace my fingers and keep them just
what
stationary.
What did you take this one? Did you take any medication this morning? Did you take some drugs? Some like stimulants?
You know what? I am on Mucinex D. It might
Are
be affecting
really?
Me. Mm-hmm.
You're very, like, what did your father say when you used to take long car trips? What was
we played the Be Quiet game.
Yeah, but it works on a radio show. Okay. It's not
fine. But Pony came over and we worked on the audiobook, and he actually helped me with some computer stuff, and I think we had some
lunch. So it was
work lunch.
Related, though.
Yeah, a little bit, like, but it was.
Set up my network. Yeah, I'll show you how to.
Did other things.
It was social. And
played with the jukebox.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We talked audio a lot. So
technically, you can't give me a hard time, Oscar, because I socialized with Rofo when I was in town. I took him to a hockey game.
True enough. That
tell me some personal anecdotes about Rofo.
You know one that he might not know, Mike.
Hold on. Hold on a second. Wait, let me, hold on. Just hold on. Okay. I think he lived in Manassas for a while.
Let him answer, Rob. Let him answer.
Rate him.
Amphetamine, Rob. Hold on. Let me, please, calm down. Take a sedative if you need to. I'm doing shtick here, for God's sake. Okay. See, the bit is that I'm struggling to find an answer because I really don't know anything about it. Nor do I care. Let me see. There is one anecdote that I happen to know that's personal, doesn't have anything to do with the show, regarding Rob Ford. When he was much younger, not living in this area, not living in the Northern Virginia area, but when he was living in another area, Rofo actually participated in with another group of high school students.
Out of time.
I'm out of time. I don't know. I don't know anything about him.
Do you know where he went to college?
West Virginia University.
Ah, nice. That's good enough. I'll take that. Nice pull.
And you know his current living situation. Remember, he moved in with a lady.
He moved in with a lady. Could that be that? Well, Oscar, do you think you know? Do you know anything?
Oh, I know.
Okay. He posted it over the weekend in a relationship. And
Facebook official.
Yeah.
And in
is that a big deal? Is that a big
age?
Deal for his,
yes.
age, for his age?
When
okay.
you go Facebook official, there's no going back.
That's right. It's on the internet.
That's when you tell all your back burner chicks, it's over.
Rob Ford's back-burner chicks.
Yeah, and there's a whole soccer team waiting for him. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so true, though. And it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's one of those relationships.
No, but for girls, too, they're basically saying no more.
Okay.
I've got one guy.
He posts that, and I hate to be ignorant about this.
It's okay, Mike.
I haven't been in the dating game for many, many moons. I will tell. So when he posts that, if he's really not in a relationship with, is he going to get in trouble with the woman he's dating?
She's got to accept. She's got to accept. They both have to accept the relationship, and that's
so
when it goes
post. So if he posts that, she has to acknowledge it.
Yes. And, you can't just do that to anybody.
Mm-hmm. As you go,
But when I looked at his Facebook official relationship status, he said he was in a relationship, but there was no clue as to who it was with.
Yeah.
Or whom it was with.
Well, maybe he wants to respect her privacy. Right.
Okay.
But
okay.
He's definitely in a relationship.
What do you know about her?
I know that she seems to be a very supportive young lady. As you know, Rofo is still trying to find his way career wise. And I think he's done a stellar job in the last couple of years. And I know that, interestingly, where he ended up moving in is a block away from where her mother lives.
So does she live with mom?
I don't know if she lives with, I don't think she lives with mom, but I know that it's pretty convenient for her to go see Rofo and then go see her mom.
Ah.
Which he thought was interesting because she helped him move. That's how serious it is, a couple weekends ago.
So she's strong, Mike.
We have the time. We do have the time. Is it possible? Can we call out?
Yeah, we can call out.
Is it possible to call out? Yep. I know you guys freak out when I do this.
I don't freak out, Mike. No. I think we're good.
You have his number?
I have his number. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I just need to know from him.
Let me text him and tell him that we're going to call because he's. He might not answer if it's a random number.
Or,
right?
Mike, he might be laying pipe.
Oscar's great about that, by the way. That's the best move, because when we Skype people, they don't know what the number is, and no one answers it unless they know we're calling. So that's
now, will you also ask him about his newfound stardom on the Tony Perkins show?
Yes. Well, that's a whole different thing that I was at. This is just blown that out of the water, because I really am curious about, this is the confirmed bachelor. We got a Pony who's a confirmed bachelor. We got Mac who's a bachelor. I like to say Diego is a bachelor as well. Mm-hmm. We've got these people that I'd like to see them in relationships. I like it. I enjoy that. It makes the world more interesting, and it makes me happier.
Do you think that, do
you
really
so
think?
Hyped up. I swear to God, it's like...
Do you really think that if Mac was in a relationship, it would make anybody happier?
Certainly, the person Mac. Who's in the relationship.
Oh, I love Mac. I adore him, but I'm not sure that he has an energy that belongs in a relationship.
Well, I mean, I think he looks to his mentor Ponyboy, who has decided to live a life of celibacy, and so he probably thinks he can do just fine doing that. And I wish him. But the spotlight will be on Mac for another day, because right now I'm curious about one of our own, Rob Ford, who really has branched off onto the Tony Perkins show, and doesn't have much to do with us anymore at all. He's a star on that show.
He does a lot of work behind the scenes,
and he is our greatest success story.
Yes, he is.
No, yeah. I would say Zoolander or Katie Cole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they've I tried to say something nice.
No. Hey, Rob Ford, you're on there.
Rofo, how are you?
How's it going?
It's going great. We just had to call because you're the subject of today's show, because your Facebook post, in a relationship, and we've been discussing it. It's really not us to discuss this without your input, because it was a surprise to me. And Rob, was it a surprise to you as well?
100%. I was flabbergasted.
We're all flabbergasted, but we're happy. This is
yes.
This is
super
quite,
happy
how,
for you, man.
How long? How long has this? I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at that. That dripping sarcastic.
Oh, I thought that was sincere.
Super happy for you, man.
Yeah, 100%.
I appreciate the sincerity.
Rofo, how long has this relationship been percolating?
I've been seeing her probably for the last few months here on and off, and been seeing her probably once, maybe twice a week here pretty solidly, and enjoying seeing her, so we went for the relationship.
Yeah, don't you think it's a little fast, though? A few months?
Yeah.
Usually you got to weigh things out. Was it you or her that initiated the lockdown?
It was definitely her, so I'm already in the hole.
Oh, wow. So to speak.
Now let me ask right away. We've kind of surprised you here. I get that impression. Are you in the middle of something right now? Are you doing something?
I'm editing the Two-Man March video for the Tony Perkins Show.
Look at that.
All right, well, put yourself – all right, take your hands away from that for a little bit and focus on the show that all things spring from, okay? Thank you very much. Will you please focus? So I will ask you, because I'm going to be respectful of Rofo, if you don't want to answer any questions, we're fine with that. But you obviously have gone public with this, and you probably assume that we were going to have some questions about this.
Facebook official, man.
Oh, absolutely. Ask away.
All right, let me ask you this. When she asked you to go Facebook official, how did she ask?
Yeah. Well, what happened was she had hinted at it earlier that that's something that she wanted to do. I said, with the show, I'm not sure about that. There's a new listener that might harass you. I'm not sure about all that. We were having a nice afternoon yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever it was. And I just did it, and she was really happy about that.
Oh,
does she listen to the shows?
No, actually, she I was working on some work again for the Tony Perkins show, and she asked me. Oh, I didn't know the Tony Perkins show had a website.
What? I'm sorry, I didn't get that last part.
She doesn't listen. She doesn't even know that his show has a website.
Yeah, it was really depressing.
Is she older or younger than you?
She's younger. She's 21.
Hey.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Now, you spend a lot of your time, I know, working on all of the shows on the More Network.
Yeah, all of the shows.
But if she doesn't know the shows, how did you meet her?
Well, we met online.
You met online.
What type of online platform did you use?
Yeah.
Craigslist?
What's that?
Nothing. What online platform?
Was it Tinder?
Tinder?
What's that?
I think he's doing a bit.
Yeah, gotta be.
What right. did you use? Plenty of Fish?
Oh, okay, Cupid.
Okay, Cupid.
Oh, okay, Cupid.
A free site, Mike. He's cheap.
That's a free site.
When your relationship status is predicated on a free website, it's okay, Cupid, for you.
Hey, you know what? All that matters are the results, and so far so good. This is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. She has a slightly different personality from me, so I think that's good. Maybe keep me in check a little bit, and looking forward to the future.
Would you like to elaborate on the slightly different personality than you?
She's a little bit more reserved, and she's a bit more caring.
You mentioned that her mom lives a couple blocks away from your new place.
So, yeah, that was a really awkward coincidence there. I moved into my new place, and she was helping me look at some new places, and she saw the address and said, I think that's where my mom was, the complex where my mom was. So we looked it up, and she's in the one building over.
Oh, same complex. Not a block.
Oh, wow. So that was a coincidence, not a deciding factor.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Oh, well, I like to ask this question whenever our relationship is in its blossoming stage. Do you share common interests with her? And if so, what are they?
Do we share a common interest?
Don't answer a question with a question,
Mike,
please,
Mike, he has
Rofo.
To if he's buying time.
Oh, yes. I look forward to learning more common interests with us.
You know, you have normally been we've interviewed you a lot.
Yeah, we have. Too much,
some may say.
Starting today.
Today, this is not your comfort zone talking about this, is it?
No, I'm not too good about talking about my feelings, but you know, I'm working on it.
Your feelings.
So
feelings. Rob Ford's feelings.
He's in love. Our boy is in love. This is wonderful. Do you see?
Let's not go too far yet.
Whoa, nice.
Hey, you're the one that taught him that, Oscar. Don't say that's not nice. That's fine. That's exactly what.
Don't put the pee on the pedestal.
The relationship, obviously, what does that mean?
Yeah, what was that?
Don't put
the pedestal.
Oh, okay. I thought he was talking about an actual pee.
All right. The sky is the limit, though, right? You think you've got potential with this relationship?
Yeah, I definitely see long-term potential, and we'll see how it goes.
Have you ever heard him talk this fast?
He is. It's like he's got someplace to be. I'm very curious, and I don't feel like once again we've gotten that much information. You've met the mother?
I have. Yeah.
Anything happening there?
Stop it. Stop it, Brazzers. Oh my God.
Now, what
please.
I meant to say.
Well, we're close together, so you never know.
I don't want to overstep my bounds, but could you tell us any of your girlfriend's physical characteristics or perhaps a celebrity that she resembles?
That would be nice.
She's very top heavy.
Oh, and you like that, don't you?
I absolutely do.
Are they built for speed?
Stop it!
I say built for durability.
Oh.
Good morning.
Okay.
Oh, you did find a tape of the mother.
Yeah, good morning.
That's right. He goes over for coffee every day, and Rofo walks in the kitchen. And,
good morning.
There it is. Yeah, wonderful. Thank you.
Glad you're there.
Anything else before we let you go after this incredibly forthcoming interview? Is there anything else you'd like to share about the young lady?
She's very kind. Very supportive of what I do. We get along well. I think she's attractive and looking forward to it.
Do you plan on maybe opening this world up to her? And like, for example, this would be a good show to have her listen to. We're very excited for you. Your friends are very happy where you, one of the places that you intern, we're very excited. Would you share the Mike O'Mara show with her, or will you just kind of keep that in the background? Because I can understand if you want to do that too.
Yeah, I mean, I'll share it with her and, hope she likes it, and then that makes everything stronger, you know?
Okay. That's great. Well, listen, Rofo, good talking to you, and I hope we're going to do it again sometime. Okay.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, good luck on the Tony Perkins show. Why do I think he's going to go? Why do I think he's going to go on with Tony
Perkins?
Oh,
it's going to be all
Perkins
all the time.
She's blonde, blue hair, beautiful. Her name is Rebecca. I love her. She's fantastic, Gary. Let me tell you what's going on. He comes on our show. It's like. We wish him the best, do we not?
Yes,
remember
we do.
Earlier when I said he's our greatest success story?
Yes.
Can I withdraw that remark?
You may certainly.
I consider withdrawing, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. That's it. Well, good luck, Rofo. Please keep us posted.
Please.
I think it'll be necessary to re-grill when we get him in the studio.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just feel that's necessary. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. He was speaking
from the heart. Hi, this is Carla O'Mara.
Hey.
And I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak's bag.
today.
Rob loves a lot of things, but what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag. We have
That's right. Okay. That's out of rotation. Thank you. That's it. Yeah. So Rob with two B's at MikeOMara.com.
Mailbag every Wednesday. Right, please fill it up.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You're reminding me. I promised that months ago that we were going to have a new one. So I'll have to take pen to paper and create one for you.
I'd love it.
We'll do that soon. Hey, I want to tell you, do what I do, folks. When it comes to Harry's, seriously, my morning routine, my Patrick Bateman morning routine, the best part of it is my Harry's razor. I love shaving in the morning. And I bought myself one of those fogless mirrors that I have in the shower, and I love to shave in the shower with Harry's. It's so close. It's such a beautiful shave, and it's the best. And if you get your Harry's, you'll know it's the best. They make shaving a pleasure. It truly is. Harry's gives me a better shave, a razor that feels great in my hand and on my... I love knowing that I didn't spend a fortune on razor blades as well. How do they do it? Harry's was started by two guys with a passion for the best shaving experience. So they bought a razor factory in Germany, and they've been making quality blades for nearly a century. That means the best shave for your life, of your life, shipped right to your door at factory direct prices. Harry's gives a 1% of their sales and 1% of their time back to the communities they serve
Good
as
folks.
Well. And there's always free shipping and always 100% guaranteed. That's Harry's. Go to Harry's.com right now for this special offer. Just for our listeners, enter the code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off your first purchase. That's Harry's.com and the code TMOS. And start enjoying the shaving experience that we're all enjoying, and you will love it. I promise you.
News.
Donald Trump. You all know this, probably.
Yes.
I watched it. Moments of my life I'm not going to
I watched
back.
It, too.
Donald Trump hosted Saturday Night Live this weekend, and the critics were mostly bored. It was horrible.
It was.
I don't know what I wanted. You know what we wanted. We all wanted the train wreck. We wanted hecklers and,
yep.
you know, controversy, and nobody got any of that. The material wasn't great. Trump isn't much of a comedian or actor. It was bound to underwhelm. I think people probably expected that. The most interesting moment occurred at the beginning of the show. Earlier in the week, a Latino advocacy group called Deport Racism offered $5,000 to anyone in the audience who called Trump a racist during his monologue. So while Trump was talking, Larry David yelled out, "You're a racist." When Trump asked him why he did it, Larry said it was for the $5,000. Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha.
And you know what? Yes. I know that you, like me, you love comedy and you like when comedy works well. Do you know how much better the Larry David gag would have worked if they hadn't already shown Larry David in the opening of the show?
It was
because there's no surprise left.
They don't have any sense of that.
And I tried to explain that to Carrie. I said this was really conceivably a comedy moment that they destroyed.
Rob, I could not agree with you more. I'm wondering, why did that lay flat with me? And it laid flat because you had seen Larry David.
You'd already seen
Bernie
him. Now,
Sanders,
it's still
funny. And
they've
gone to the well. You know, they did it once. They should have done it once. They don't need to go back to the well on that.
You're right.
Anyway, Trump replied, quote, "As a businessman, I can fully respect that. Obviously, the whole thing was scripted, but Deport Racism says it will give Larry the $5,000. I just wanted funnier. I don't know what I wanted. I wanted funnier. It just was...
There wasn't any
know.
Funny. There wasn't,
it wasn't
any funny.
It wasn't funny enough, so a lot of people felt that way. As long as the New England Patriots keep winning, there will be people who believe Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are cheating in some way. Here's the latest. This is funny.
I haven't heard this.
Coming into this weekend's game, the Patriots had won 19 of their past 25 pregame tosses, coin tosses. On the surface, that may seem very lucky, but it's actually almost impossible. The probability of winning 19 out of 25 times is 0.0073. That's less than 0.75%.
Wow.
Of course, they probably aren't cheating at the coin toss. I don't think they're cheating with the coin toss. Some smart people from Harvard backed up that by crunching a bunch of numbers and finding that there's a 38.7% chance that Belichick would have a stretch like that over the course of his career. For the record, the Patriots lost their coin toss at the Redskins game yesterday.
So. It didn't seem to affect them, though.
They thought so little of the Redskins that they tried an onside kick and successfully got it at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning of the game. Right at the beginning of the game, and it was just beautifully. Look, you watch that. I'm not even though I'm from New England, I don't follow the Patriots. I'm not a Patriots fan. But you have to look at that team and go, they are a machine.
They are.
How do they do it? Every single aspect of their game. Special teams, like Oscar was mentioning. Incredible the way they get the
job
done.
I sat there and said, no way. And I said, well,
I know.
Yes
I know.
Way.
Meanwhile, Belichick is going up to the ref saying, now here's the coin I want you to use. Don't look at it. Don't turn it over. But I guarantee you we're going to call heads.
There you go. We complain that we want to see new original ideas at the box office. Yours truly. That's what I'm saying all the time. But then we steer clear of the theaters until they give us something that's been around for half a century. So what do we really deserve, people? James Bond and Peanuts came out of mothballs to save a slumping box office. The new Bond flick, Spectre, took the top spot with $73 million,
wow.
Mr. Scholarship winner.
Wow.
The Peanuts movie debuted at number two with $45 million. So that's those are the two biggies.
People like
what's
comfort. But, you know, the Spectre did get pretty good write-ups.
Oh,
even
though
it's an old franchise, I think it's probably
Spectre.
Pretty great. Spectre.
I don't know what the movie, I don't have it in front of me, and I'm not sure what they are, but I think I remember that the Christmas season is going to be pretty decent. I think. I think they're going to be some good movies.
Well, I got Star Wars.
Oh, is that coming up?
Besides Star Wars. Mrs. O'Mara will not be going to see Star Wars with me. I will have to see that one
Why?
On my own. But I will see it very shortly after it comes out if I can get into the theater.
I mean, but that's a cultural
landmark,
like
the movies. Though. She doesn't care, Rob. She does not like the movie.
How are you guys like together? Mm-hmm. She doesn't like golf. She doesn't like movies.
She needs a lesson, Mike.
She's getting one today. She's going to get one today. I'll let you know tomorrow. How
she needs
she
a
did.
Movie lesson is what she needs.
All right, thank you. Gabori Sidibe. Is it Gabori or Gabori Sidibe? The large precious.
Gabori Sidibe.
Gabori nice Sidibe. She may have broken the color and size barrier on TV. Listen to this.
Mm.
In the most recent episode of Empire, her character, Becky, made sweet, sweet love to a guy. And she's very proud of it. Quote, I'm the first person who looks like myself who has been in a love scene on primetime television.
I saw it, Mike. Mm. I saw it live and in person. I said, well, we're breaking boundaries here.
Wow.
How was it tastefully handled, or was it dirty? Was it sweaty?
I could be an a-hole and say it just wasn't doing it for me, but I'll say this.
Yes.
That
now you'll say something. He will say the non-truth.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay, very good. Yes.
It
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for taking this one.
It just didn't seem natural.
I see.
Because at one point...
That is so horrible what you just said.
No, at one point, the lover, her love interest is...
Is he a good-looking fellow?
He's a girl that looks like he does squats and benches, and he's got a bunch of abs.
Wow. Were you able to see him during the scene?
Well, that's the thing. He was on top. I got that. But at one point, they get frisky, and he is supposed to pull her around, like they're in bed together, pull her around and have like shift her way around on top of him.
No.
And I said, look, first you're gonna pull a couple discs.
Slip.
They're gonna slip a couple discs because there's no way any man, even that size,
right,
could physically not do that and not hurt himself. So I didn't think it was realistically portrayed.
I see. Well said.
That's it. You know what? No more needed.
Didn't seem natural, Mike.
There's the rest of that story. There's a lot of story left. I just don't want to improve on that. But, that's fine. We are set to go. Hurt himself.
I like
moving
that, you know,
around.
He gave that commentary after you set him up with the play-by-play.
Thank you.
Like a good two-man booth.
A new study by the consulting company Deloitte. Found the average person will spend $1,500 on the holidays this year. Here's how the $1,500 breaks down. $487 on gifts, $348 going to holiday parties, $212 hosting holiday parties, $182 on clothing for yourself or your family that isn't a gift, $124 on decorations, and $110 on random other expenses. That's a total of $1,463, so only one-third is going towards gifts.
That seems low, I think.
Yes, on Amazon, all to be in our MVP contest.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. A new study analyzed emergency room reports since 2009, looked at injuries people got when they were drunk or high, and found the percentage of injuries caused by 12 different things in your home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's check this out. We'll go from 12 to 1. Alcohol bottles, 1.5%. That's like a Jimmy Fallon thing, right?
Yeah,
that's,
exactly. Yeah.
Fences, 1.5%. Bathtubs or showers, 1.75. Chairs, I won't give the percentages. Tables, then porches and balconies. Beds at number 6. Windows, number 5. Windows makes me laugh. That's funny. Ceilings and walls, 3.6%.
Yeah, how?
Now we get into the big three. Pony, you'll love this one. Bicycles, 10%. We're not sure if that means people are riding drunk in the house or just tripping over their stuff. But either way, bikes and drinking send people to the ER. Number 2 is floors, 13%. We assume that means tripping and falling and getting hurt when you hit the floor. And the number 1, anybody want to hazard a guess? I won't be mad if you get it right.
I would have to be stairs, I would think.
Stairs, Rob Spiewak with a 10. Stairs, number
Although,
one
Mike,
answer.
When I get faced, I'm always out by the fence.
The fence, yes, falling on the fence.
I'm going to go look at the fence.
Somebody will paint the fence.
Stairs, 17%. 17% of injuries. Study also found 70% of all drunk injuries happen to men. We have 70% of them. There's only one part of the body women are more likely to hurt than men, and that is the pubic region.
Oh.
That's the study. I'm just
waxing
giving you the facts.
What's going on?
Seriously, just over half of the drunken injuries to the genitalia happen to women.
Wow.
So, not sure exactly what the details are with that.
They're doing gymnastics? What's going on?
I don't know. We'll have to do a follow-up.
New.
They're slipping discs. 61-year-old, now a little something-something, Reeford Theobald was a city council member in Grand Junction, Colorado. We used to have a radio affiliate out there. Back in 2001, and he led the charge to have a monument of the Ten Commandments put up in the front of the City Hall. The ACLU filed a lawsuit over a religious symbol being on government property, but the city beat it by putting up a whole bunch of monuments, including things like the Magna Carta and the Declaration of Independence. Your tax dollars at work, people.
Sure, Magna Carta.
The whole thing cost $64,000 in tax money, and Reeford, and it wasn't Reeford, it was Reeford Theobald.
Okay.
Reeford stayed on the city council in 2003, which means he got to walk past his Ten Commandments monument every single day. Good for him. But apparently, the message on the monument didn't stick. Reeford was arrested on Friday for stealing a few candy bars from a sporting goods store. He shoplifted. He'll be in court next month to face a shoplifting charge. The ACLU says, who's your city councilman now, see? That's a Ten Commandments joke. Yeah. Who's in jail now? Your monument, see? Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio ball. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
Right now, I'm massaging Gary's feet because we just finished the two-man march.
Well, what am I going to massage?
We'll talk about that later. Yes, the two-man march is over, and we've got all the highlights.
Oh, you're going to love the stories.
Yes, you are. Be sure to check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand-new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
All right. Yeah. Give him foot rubs to a guy. Maybe spending a little too much time.
They're very friends. Very close.
They're very good friends. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob's Audio Vault brought to you by Next Issue/Texture. I've told you about our sponsor, Next Issue, and how it's the best way to read all of your favorite magazines anytime, anywhere. Well, Next Issue's new name is Texture.
Texture.
And Texture has a spectacular new feature, lots of them, that guarantee you the best reading experience around. Texture is your all-access pass where the world's best magazines are always available on your phone or your tablet, and you can get your free trial at texture.com/TMOS. Texture lets you browse hundreds of magazines like Oscar Santana does.
The Hollywood Reporter this month has a great article on the most famous party house in Los Angeles. And Oprah's magazine O has Oprah's favorite things listed right there as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Perfect.
Hundreds of magazines. You can even download articles and issues for offline reading, and you can share your subscription with the entire family. And the thing Mrs. O'Mara likes best about Next Issue/Texture, they love the lack of clutter. No magazines lying all over the place.
So true.
Try Texture for free right now at texture.com/TMOS. And the best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Think about it. Unrestricted access to the world's best magazines, from back issues to the old ones on the newsstands today. Texture. Try it for free. Texture.com/TMOS. And thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Monday, November 9, 2015. Rob Swearer.
Everyone talked about Trump being on Saturday Night Live, but no one seems to be mentioning my favorite 3 seconds of the entire 90-minute show. Martin Short brought back Ed Grimley for a brief cameo. They were doing a parody of the Drake song Hotline Bling that basically made fun of the way Drake dances, mm-hmm. and that they had a whole bunch of people in the video. And in a minute, for one brief moment, he said Ed Grimley invented this dance, and then Martin Short, who's got to be like in his 60s now, was actually in the Grimley outfit. It was like this.
Ed Grimley invented this. Taught me how to jump and twist.
Drizzy Drake, you stole my moves, and that's no lie.
Hey!
Yeah. So even if you did...
That was it?
Yeah, that was it. And it was a film
piece. Because when you're going to get Martin Short, who was simply the funniest guest you had in the last 2 years,
right.
You know, give him 3 seconds. I don't know what's wrong with
it. It was a filmed piece, and so he wasn't even there on stage at the end of the night. Anyway, that was my favorite part of Saturday Night Live. The Graham Norton Show had the 50... Mike, do you enjoy hip-hop singer, rapper 50 Cent?
50 Cent.
Oh, hey, incidentally, 50 Cent is pretty incredible if you haven't seen the pay-per-view movie Southpaw with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, just saw it this weekend,
oh, wow.
Mike. This weekend.
Isn't 50 Cent
it
fantastic in that?
Great, and for some reason...
True, natural actor. Absolutely spectacular actor.
My girlfriend kept sobbing throughout the movie. And
really?
I don't know if it was because I don't have abs like Jake Gyllenhaal, or it's because the storyline, which, by the way, was good, but not sob-worthy, really hit home to her.
Was
I
she
have
sobbing?
No idea.
Had she just watched that scene in Empire?
Stop it.
Okay, that's
that was a
horrible.
Touching scene.
Tony, don't
not
say
believable.
That.
I'm sorry. But 50 Cent's great in it.
He is really great. He's
really good
as a villain.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And he's been
terrific.
Shot a few times. I mean, actual mm-hmm. gunplay, and he still has a piece of a bullet in his body. He revealed not only where it is, but why it's good on Graham Norton this week.
Where were you shot?
Most of them in the legs. Like, I hit my hand and I got hit in the face. So, like, a fragment portion of it is in my tongue. So it kind of changed the way I speak a little bit. Like,
and you're rapping as well.
Still, yeah.
What is it still in your tongue?
Can you see it?
Yeah, it's great for oral sex.
Is it?
So it's great for that, and as a matter of fact, the lady co-host felt it with her finger. So there is actually a hunk of bullet in his tongue. How weird is that?
He's literally packing.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, that is nasty.
So last night, the Cowboys-Eagles game went into overtime based on a very, very last-second field goal.
Mm-hmm.
Although the Eagles went ahead, I think the Eagles won. But the beautiful thing about the field goal, Mike, it bounced off the upright, and it
and
was still good. But let's hear the poorly mic'd Sunday Night Football gonk is still a gonk, and it's my favorite noise.
Dan Bailey, one of the best ever in terms of percentage. To send us in all probability to overtime. And Dan Bailey is true. Wow. Just
oh, they didn't do a good job of making it.
No, it bums me out. But it is still a great noise. It's a great noise.
It was a good game. Hell of a football game.
Tim Gunn does not like Kanye's outfits, doesn't like his clothes, and doesn't like the Kardashians. Of course, this is not a surprise, but it is a great chance to hear Tim Gunn talk. Tim Gunn now talking like Mike's impression of Tim Gunn.
Kanye West, what do you think of his latest collection?
I think they're a bunch of dumb clothes. Just basic pieces.
Basic
pieces.
Wow. I don't know if he's going to like that.
He won't.
Let me tell you,
the whole Kardashian clan doesn't like me, so that's no surprise there.
What is it about the Kardashians that sort of gets under your skin?
There are large issues for me, such as why? Why? But when it comes to fashion, I say to people all the time, and if you want guidance for your fashion, just consider this. If a Kardashian is wearing it, don't.
And so, with that said, let us close with the Kardashians. Kris Jenner, bless her heart, turned 60, and all of her daughters, the Kardashians and the Jenners alike, put together a video and a song for her all about Kris Jenner. Mike, I know you're going to love it because you love good music. Happy birthday, Kris Jenner.
She's big on cocktails, Noble Malibu.
That's your Magic Audio Ball. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Meara show is coming on. He knew I was going to do that.
You folks never disappoint.
One brain. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills
at MikeOMaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into Rob's bag, it's Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Remember, we rely on your word of mouth. Tell everybody about our wonderful MVP contest.
Yes.
Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and shop on Amazon. This is the time of year where you can really help us out when you're doing your Christmas shopping. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.